There's a lot. There's a couple more mishnayos in the fourth parak, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner kind of doesn't. He's mayrich a little bit, but well, let's see what we can do. If we don't finish tonight, we'll finish tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think we'll finish tonight, but let's see. Mishnah Tes Zayin, Parak Dal Tes Zayin. Says the following: Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Ha'olam Hazeh.
Hold on, did you skip?
Yeah, okay, so let me go back. I guess we'll just, you know, yeah, I skipped a little bit. So let's go to Mishnah Yadalit and we'll read the Mishnah. He doesn't talk a lot here. He doesn't have a lot of commentary here, but we'll read it anyway. Rabbi Nehorai says, have a goyla l'makom Torah. You should take yourself in golus to a makom Torah. When you go away, you should go away to a makom Torah. Va'al tomar, and don't say, shehitav ha'acharecha, the Torah will follow you. Shechaverecha yikimu biyadecha. That they're going to bring it to you. They won't. If you don't follow the Torah is not coming after you. Okay, that's a big principle, right? Torah doesn't follow you. You got to follow it. Ve'al binascha, and on your own personal knowledge, al tisha'ein. Don't rely on your own knowledge, okay? In other words, you have to assume you don't necessarily know everything, okay? Now, Rav Lashon doesn't say much on this mission, but he just says one thing. You know how in L'David we say every day a pasuk. The pasuk we say in L'David is, you know, we've been saying it. We were saying it. Real. It says Avi ve'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeni. Right, I have no longer my father, my mother, and Hashem took me in. So he says that that's what this mission is referring to. When you go in Golos, the Torah, if you go to a place with the intention for the Torah to take care of you, so the Torah will take care of you. That's just in Avi V'imi Azavuni. When you're in Golos, Hashem Yasfeini, there's an opportunity for Hashem to take you in. So the Golos could be good for the person. In other words, when the person is in a state of, you know, they're not so comfortable, and they gola into the Torah, then the Torah will take care of them. So, you know, there's a certain concept that has to do with the fact that when a person is a little bit more vulnerable, the Torah will take care of them, okay? Mishnah Tezayin, Rabbi Yaakov Oimer. Rabbi Yaakov says, oh, no, I'm sorry, I keep on skipping. Tezvav, Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says, Ein biyadenu, we do not understand, loy mi shalvas harashoyim, v'af loy mi yisurei atzadikim. We don't understand why sometimes rashoyim look like they are peaceful, and tzadikim look like they're very unhappy. We cannot be not unhappy, but that they're getting Yisurim. Hashem is sending them a punishment of some sort. So we don't know. We don't know why sometimes things happen. Rav Masim ben Charash says, "Havi machtim b'shalom kol adam." A person should always be first to give shalom to people. Right? Don't wait. Don't wait to respond. Rather, you should always be the one saying shalom. Okay. It's better to be the tail end of a good group of people, which is the arayos, the alti rosh the shualim, and don't be the head of the shualim. So this is a famous idea, which is that what's better for the person? Should a person be in a group of people who are better than him, and he has to struggle catching up, or should he rather be in a group of people that are a little less than him, and he's leading the way? And the answer is that we all know, is that a person is going to be dragged down to this, around the people around him. So if he's going to try to be the head of the group beneath him, he's not going to end up leading the group beneath him to higher spirits necessarily. It's more likely, or at least risky, that he may end up being dragged down by the people around him to their level. So therefore, you should not be you shouldn't take that risk. Okay? Rather, you should be a zonov. You should be, okay, so they're a little higher than you. So what? So they're a little higher than you, but at least they're arayos, they're lions, and you're in their presence, you're better off, okay? Now, he says a little bit of a different shot. He said the nature of a lion, a private legendary says, why did the Mishnah choose a lion? He's a genius shot. He says, because a lion, the nature is, you ever see a lion, the tail is always up. So he says the nature of the lion is that even the end is up. That means that you should be around people that even if they're great people, but they're always raising up the people around them. They're raising up the people around them to be like, oh, you know, you're worth something. You're valuable. I value your presence here. Va'al tihi rosh l'shu'olim. Why? Because the derech of the shul is that its head is very low and is always hiding. So I mean, even the head is really just, you know, not much better than the body. So the shul, the derech of the fox, is not like that. That's what he says. I don't really have a picture of a lion with a raised tail, and I don't necessarily have a picture of a fox with a lowered head. But that's, you know, that's what I wonder. Yeah, see, right. So yeah, here's a great picture. Okay, I'm going to show you guys this picture. It's a Shmacka picture. I just pulled up this picture, but this is really the what he's talking about, right? I'll show you, you know, it's Geschmack. See this? So the tail, the lion's tail is up, you know? That's what he's saying, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says the tail of the lion is up. So it's better to be the lion, even the back end of the lion, he's always raising up the people around him. That's what the Mishnah means. So it's an extra meaning behind the Mishnah. It's incredible. I think, you know, he adds that extra little piece into the Mishnah. Okay. that's Geschmack. Okay. Okay. The next Mishnah is very, very fundamental. Obviously, probably the next Mishnah may be, if you have to sum up one of the most important fundamental values or concepts in Yiddishkeit, would be in the next two lines. Okay, the Mishnah says this is probably the whole Yiddishkeit, you know, is wrapped up in these two lines. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam Hazeh Doimel LaProizdar. This world is just a hallway, Bifnei Olam Haba, in front of the Olam Haba. So you walk into a Proizdar. You walk into this tremendous, you know, lobby, okay? And you think, you know, you're invited to a party and you're like, wow, this is unbelievable. Look at these chandeliers and whatever. And you're sitting here analyzing the chandeliers and you're like, oh, I'm really excited that I was invited here. And you're missing that. And everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing here, man? So they're like, he's like, don't you see these chandeliers? And this is like, this is not where the party is. Hello? You're going to miss the party. You're sticking around over here looking at these chandeliers. Go into the main ballroom and then you'll see something special. That's where the world is just like a little lobby in when it compared to the Olam Haba. And therefore, Haski and Atzmacha of a Proizdar, you better prepare yourself in the lobby so that they allow you into the main ballroom. Okay, so in other words, it's a preparatory, this is the hashkafa of a yid in this world. Okay, the hashkafa of a yid in this world is that we're just here temporarily. This is not where we're here. This is a preparatory state. And everything that we're doing now is to prepare us for the Olam Haba, right? And I think this is something that I think we should share with our children and stuff like that. And the more that you get accustomed to the concept, like, yeah, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. So that the whole fundamental concept of emunah base is based on that. You can't have anything without that. But, you know, the more we live it and the more it just becomes part of us, that's, you know, that it's very fundamental.
Can we have a shiur on Olam Haba so that we can explain it to the kids? Because this is what's Olam Haba, you know, like the hard questions that are, if you don't know how to answer them, it doesn't sound believable.
Right, so I was thinking actually that this was going to segue into that. It's interesting you mentioned that. So maybe after this mission or after this parak, we'll finish the parak this week. Next week, maybe I'll go through, maybe I'll take a week to discuss the various opinions in the Rishonim between Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, what are these things? Each day, you know,
they're all very, very
confusing. And, you know, the clarity, there's not a whole lot of clarity on it. And, you know, maybe we'll get some, you know, then, you know, we'll segue into that. We'll take off, may take a week or two to really get some clarity on it, but there's a lot to talk about.
ask the group if they're into it. I think it's a good idea.
You know, who's ever, you know, we'll see. You know, if everyone has my number, they can let me know their thoughts privately. But no, I think it may be important. If not, we'll just talk about it for 1 or 2 days, but it's a good thing to discuss. Okay. Now, again, Rav Chaim Volozhiner here goes on to discuss that this troklin, he keeps on stressing this, you know, that this troklin, this palace, this ballroom that we're talking about, that we have access to, is not there. It wasn't pre-made. It wasn't built by a contractor, okay? And now you're getting, you know, you have your access. You built it with your actions. It's only there as much as effort as you put in. You know, the best mashal for this, it is such a good mashal, is you guys know the story that there was this guy. He was a builder, you know, expert builder, and he worked for a construction company. And he told the company that he's ready to retire. You know, he was the guy. He was a construction guy for this developer. And he says, look, guys, I'm done. I can't build anymore. I'm retired. So they said to him, please, listen, we have one more project. Can you just do this last house? Here are the plans. It's a gorgeous house. It's beautiful. The guy deserves a beautiful house. You know, just build them a nice house. I was like, I really want to retire. I'm not interested. All right, fine. They make me do it. So he does it. He's not really concentrating. He's half baked. And then he's like, you know, I really want to just get this over with. So he cuts corners, you know. So the plumbing, whatever. He does it a little bit, some tricks here and there. He just goes to Home Depot, picks up some cheap tile, you know, just get me some, you know, get me some door handles, whatever. And, you know, there was an open check. Like the guy wanted, you know, marble floor, whatever. Give me some porcelain, or, you know, give me some ceramic, whatever. And he's vinyl and whatever. Kitzer, he's up to the kitchen, whatever. He just puts in some Formica, you know, counters. So he's cutting all the corners. And meanwhile, they're like, all right, I hope the guy's going to be happy with this. And he does a sloppy job. And when he's done the job, they call him in. The company calls him in and gives him the keys and says, you were with us for 30 years. We wanted to give you a gift. Here's the house. It's for you.
That's a great story, by the way. I really like it.
It's good, right?
I'm going to use it with my kids. I like it. I'm going to tell them. I like it.
So, you know, Chaim Volozhiner is basically, that's Olam Haba. You're here, you're building it. It's yours. Whatever effort you put in, it's there for you. You put in a lot of effort, you have whatever you, it's an open check. You want marble, you want 18 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, whatever you want, it's yours, it's there. Well, you're gonna be lazy, you'll be lazy. You're gonna walk upstairs, it's not gonna be what you thought it would could be, you know. So the bottom line is, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that this troklin that we're talking about is being built as we speak. Okay, there's no end to it. So you know, it's up to us to decide what's going to be the value and the, you know, what's our troklin going to look like. All right. Okay, so let's stop here and let's try to wrap up. It's pretty long, but let's try to wrap up the parak tomorrow. And we will take it from there. You like that, Moshe, Adam?
Yeah, awesome. I really loved it. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Really cool too.
Okay, everyone, have a great night.
Good night.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, David.
Thank you.